This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along with Victoria Keelan, my trusted colleague and cohort, and it's a good thing she's there because nobody else is.
We're on skeleton crew.
We're on the crew. Well, it's a good vacation week. The vacations are over for politicians, I guess, and for world leaders, the G7 going on this week. President Trump seems to be under a good deal of pressure to scale back, not to end, but to scale back the China trade war. And so now, you know, because these people, the reason they have these meetings is to enhance the economic viability of the members, because they're considered to be the members, the member countries that have the strongest economy. And so if there's a problem with the economy, and some people perceive there is, then they want to deal with it. So collectively, they've all suggested to, and it appears to be something that Trump's listening to, in fact. He said, I guess, basically, that after this meeting is over, apparently he spent a little bit of time with the people from China, and after the meeting is over, they're going to, the word he used was imminent. Negotiations, new negotiations are imminent. So more serious negotiations, see where it all shakes out. Meanwhile, I think this week there are some tariffs that begin on lots of different products that will annoy you when you, if you're using them. But the other side of that is we use too much stuff made in China. We just do. So if it would seem to me, rather than follow the path of least resistance, is that a human condition, do you think, Victoria? We all go down the road that's easiest for us, and
sure.
So if it's easier to buy something or cheaper to buy something from China, we won't think of our own country, our own economy, our own well-being. We'll just say, I mean, talking about the collective, we talk about individually, we want to buy things that are cheap, and so that's why
Yes, that's true, but, you know, part of the problem is, I think, you know, when we talk about, and actually it's funny because my friends and I were over the weekend sitting on the beach talking about tariffs affecting, you know, our luxury goods, wine and cheese and things like that. But, you know, but that is a luxury to be able to say, oh, well, then, you know, I'll buy wine from somewhere else instead. You know, that is a luxury to say I won't buy things from China, because so many people in this country are just scraping by, and the dollar store or Walmart or wherever they can get the cheapest goods for their family, that's the only way that they survive. So it's, you know, I know it seems easy, and we're very lucky that we can make kind of, you know, comments of, oh, well, just don't buy stuff from China, you know, just buy something, buy it from somewhere else.
So where did people who were disadvantaged buy stuff before there was China?
Everything from the dollar stores from China.
No,
or
I'm talking about, let's
go
back, let's go back to before China, before the dollar stores. I'm saying back to the Dust Bowl, or back to the beginning of the Industrial Revolution in the 1880s. Where did people go to buy cheap stuff?
In the
1880s? Even to 1950s.
Isn't that like a traveling show, a guy with a wagon? I mean, I don't know. I think maybe we want to go back not that far.
Yeah, he was called the snake oil salesman.
I guess the
guy in the wagon was the snake oil salesman.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about where we went. I was trying to think of when I was a kid, what we were doing. Remember after World War II, as we rebuilt Japan after destroying it, the economy started to roar in the 60s in Japan. That's where Sony came from, and Mitsubishi, and some of the other big heavy industries.
Well, the 80s, everything was from Japan, right?
Yeah, well, no, before that even. It was By the 80s,
but I mean
the 80s
in terms of technology, everything. There were, you know, there were even jokes in Back to the Future, the movie that was made in the 80s about everything being made in Japan and, you know, all the electronics.
Well, it was. And we had the same reaction then. I don't think it was as large.
It's good quality, but
when
at least, though.
We stopped buying things from Japan, and their economy has never been the same. They're always in trouble. The economy of Japan is always a problem. So one wonders if, when we stop buying, the reason I'm bringing that up is because, as an example, okay, so Japan just sort of calmed down or quieted down, and they are surviving, but they're not as healthy economically as they were when we were buying all their junk. And so,
well, because China's making that junk. Well, it wasn't junk. That was part of the problem. All the technology that came from Japan was actually high quality. And so the stuff coming from China.
There is some junk. But you're right. Well, there's more
for the most
stuff
part,
that's better.
Yeah,
than
those
what we
are
get
legacy brands that still exist today.
China doesn't have technology, does it? It just steals everybody else's.
No, China, all the burner phones that are out there, all the cheap technology, all that stuff, that's all China. Huawei, I mean, look at that.
You think it was developed in China or developed somewhere else and just made in China? I don't know the answer to that. That's why I'm asking the question. I don't know. So anyway, all right, so that's, we have the debate off and discussion about China and what to do. I make it my business where I look at the label, and at least if I feel like I have to buy, like I've got an iPhone, you can't get an iPhone that's made in China. You know, you can't say, I'm not buying a damn iPhone. You can't find one.
Right.
So, but then maybe that, what that does is open up the opportunity for someone in another country to get seated some other place where the labor is fairly inexpensive, where you can find people who are skilled to do the work. And there are other countries where that's happening, it would seem. So this even how
but then doesn't that turn into the same problem that China has turned into?
Of course, it'll
horrible
just keep going around and around and around and around in circles, right?
It just keeps moving to a different country.
Right. And the secret is, in my mind, to bring much of the stuff, can't bring it all back probably, but much of the manufacturing back to this country and have the workers and people who buy. See, it's a two-way street. People have got to realize if you can't have it both ways. You can't have cheap crap and have it made in America, because it isn't cheap to make stuff in America. Even if it is cheap crap, it costs money because of our standard of living to make things in America. It's the same as the principle is for food. You know, everybody wants to buy cheap food. Well, hello, it's time to pay the piper now because you've been screwing the farmer without knowing it, really, thinking about, oh, the farmer. No, the farmer's getting screwed by government policy and the big ag resources. So, you know, the farmer gets, you spend $4.99 on a gallon of milk, and the farmer gets $1.15 out of that. How is that? What's right in that equation? Nothing. So, at any rate, there's all that stuff that always is having to be dealt with. Another event at the Trade Negotiation Summit, the G7, is an invitation went out to Iran to show up to talk about the country's nuclear ambitions, and damned if somebody didn't show up and headed straight to the buildings where the leaders of the world were talking about the nuclear situation with Iran. I don't know what has come out of that. It hasn't, you know, it's not something that you find out until after usually the meetings are over, because they'll have four or five sessions probably over the course of their meeting, but see what happens. That'd be better if that whole thing could be quieted down for sure. In a moment, we mark an important anniversary of note after these words on the DJV program.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitran.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitran, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitran is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. We all know what the economy's like, and we all want to save money, but can you save money on your pets as well? If you listen carefully, you can. First of all, exercise your pet, and don't feed them too much. Health and exercise can go a long way in keeping your pets healthy. It's also a good idea to choose a veterinarian before you need one. Get recommendations from people in the neighborhood. Shop around. Prices can vary greatly from one animal hospital to the next. Having your pet spayed or neutered is not only ethically the right thing to do, but can save money in the future because spayed and neutered pets are less risk for many different types of cancer. And don't be afraid to ask the vet for discounts. Some veterinarians offer multiple pet discounts as well as discounts for senior citizens. Many of the pet food you buy at the supermarket be just as good as some of the really expensive ones, so check with your vet on that as well. And ask your vet for a prescription for medications versus buying the medication from the vet. Sometimes generic prescriptions that you can get at the local pharmacy will save you a lot of money. Think about it. If you follow this advice, you'll save money, your pet will be happy, and so will your pocketbook. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's 18 after on the DJV program with Jennifer and Kara being away. That leaves the weight of the world on Victoria's and my shoulder. But we can take the responsibility because we are big and tough and we can manage to. We can suck it up, Victoria. We'll be okay. the situation with the Amazon fires is something to be addressed and concerned about. I know you've been following this fairly carefully and closely. It's a worry for lots of different reasons, all these fires in the Amazon region. So what's the update?
Well, the update is after pretty much the entire world went after the president of Brazil on their petition signed with millions of signatures already. It's been a global outcry. The lungs of our planet are on fire right now, and that's you'll hear that saying a lot. But that is exactly what the Amazon forest is. It's the lungs of our planet. And so they've had 85% more fires burning this year than this time last year. That's crazy. These are fires that are intentionally set. He wants to clear brush to have more beef for and cattle. And so because Brazilian beef is a big industry and a big export. So basically, this is a guy who does not believe that there is a climate problem. And he fired his former director of the environment after he released figures that the president, Bolsonaro, didn't agree with. So this is a guy who's basically a dictator who got elected here. And so now, after everyone has gone after him, some of the leaders of the G7 on Friday even threatened him with trade sanctions. Now he's saying he's sending 40,000 troops in to combat the fires. So we'll see where that goes next. But the damage has been done, and this is just really horrific.
Well, it is one of the things that's important to understand is how the system works. Unfortunately, in many school systems, so many teachers and the circumstances exist that take people away from really learning things about how things work. I used to think that was my job. When I was teaching school both on the secondary level and the college level, I felt it was my job to teach my students how things worked, whether it was a sentence or whether it was just how does your mind work and how do things work. And so in the next half hour, I'm going to not fix the problem, but I'm going to address the problem that Victoria has just alluded to, the cleanliness of the air, and maybe an idea that has some merit that I learned about over the weekend on a farm in Pennsylvania. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's 23 and change at the hour now on the DJB program. Victoria and I focusing on some music, a couple of music stories you may recognize in the background. The music of the Bones is now a Rolling Stones rock on Mars, Victoria. Mm-hmm. NASA named a stone for the Stones. That's it. I want to have a stone named for my stones. After the InSight robotic lander captured its rolling across the surface of Mars last year, new moniker was made public at last week's Rolling Stones concert at the Rose Bowl. NASA has given us something we'll always be grateful for and we've dreamed of, our own rock on Mars. I can't believe it, said Mick. He was performing Tumbling Dice as he said, quote, I want to bring it back and put it on our mantle. Robert Downey Jr. made the announcement to the crowd, taking the stage just before the band set at the Rose Bowl Stadium near NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which manages a program called InSight. Downey told the crowd that JPL scientists had come up with a name in a fit of fandom and clever association. Charlie, Ronnie, Keith, and Mick were in no way opposed to the notion, said Downey, but in typical egalitarian fashion, they suggested I assist in procuring 60,000 votes to make it official, so that's my mission. And he then led the audience in a shout of, aye, before declaring the dead done. The rock is about the size of a golf ball, apparently, moved by InSight's own thrusters as the robotic lander touched down on Mars last year. It only moved about 3 feet, but that's the farthest NASA has seen a rock roll while the landing of a craft took place on another planet. Get it? A rock roll? You get that?
Yes. Okay. The Mick Rolling joke. Stone, yes.
Gathers no dust. Actually, it's moss. It's great to be back at the Rose Bowl, said Mick. We walked up and down Hollywood Boulevard looking for the Rolling Stone star, but couldn't find it. That was a poke because the Stones don't have a star. Which they ought to.
Odd, right?
But you have to buy your own. But if the people that... it really is something that happens, coordinated by the Chamber of Commerce in Hollywood. They go to various stars and say, hey, how'd you like to give us the $3,000 it costs to dig up the sidewalk, put the star down, et cetera, et cetera. And everybody always says, sure, yeah, I'll give you $3,000. So nobody's been smart enough, duh, to ask the Stones to have a...
They will now.
Even the dullest of us ought to get that hint. Yes. All right, up next, something not so happy. Those of you who are Eddie Money fans, he revealed over the weekend that he's battling stage 4 esophageal cancer. Not good for a singer. He was actually interviewed, new clip for his Access television series, Real Money. He said, quote, I thought I was going in for a checkup. Doctor told me I had cancer. We found out that it was stage 4, and it was in my liver and my lymph nodes, and in my stomach, hit me hard. Woof, this is not good. His wife noted specifically her husband has been diagnosed with stage 4 esophageal cancer. It's in the top of his stomach where the tumor is. It's also spread to his liver. That's what she said. Money was forced to cancel his summer tour, remember, after developing pneumonia following a heart valve surgery. I'd say this guy was in tough shape. If you look at a picture of him, you can see this guy has not lived a clean life. I don't want to keep the fact that I have cancer from everybody, he said. It's not honest. I want to be honest with everybody. I want people to know that cancer treatment has come a long way and not everybody dies from cancer like they did in the 50s and 60s. Am I going to live a long time? Who knows? It's now in God's hands. I would say that he's got a tough battle here with this sort of cancer and the way it's spread. But, you know, what stranger things have happened. And if he has access to really good care and listens and doesn't do more stupid stuff, which is what he's done much of his life, maybe he'll make it. So that's the Eddie Money story. I love his music. Love this song.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump pressed at the G7 summit about the trade war with China. Here, a reporter asks if he has second thoughts about initiating it.
You have second thoughts about escalating war with China?
I have second thoughts about everything.
The president, though, then has some encouraging news about that dispute.
Actually, we're getting along very well with China right now. We're talking. I think they want to make a deal much more than I do.
And since making those comments, President Trump appeared with the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, and told reporters that his meetings with leaders at the G7 summit have been very, very friendly. Louisiana wins the Little League World Series championship, beating Curacao 8-0 in Sunday's title game. They're the first team to ever win the championship after losing their first game in Williamsport. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hour here on the DJV program, and chuckling because Kara is gone today and Jennifer's gone. And I'm phoning Adam is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and he, Victoria, is exuberant. Would you say that was a good word for him? He's exuberant. He's having
very,
a good
very
time.
Very, very friendly.
Yes, very friendly. That's good. We like friendly people here in the DJV, the avenue of dreams. It's filled. What's the? We were talking about what's his face? Mick Jagger saying there's no Hollywood. That's no star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame for the Stones. You know what? There's none for us either. That's the damnable thing. I'm gonna. Who do I speak to about that?
I don't know. I think Mick's wondering the same question. Who does he need to talk to get
Who's
a star
in
for
charge?
The Stones?
Yeah. What's the major goal in your life? Think about that today as you're starting a day, and thank you for the companionship. Happy to have you along, and I hope you're happy to have us along as you go through whatever it is during the time of the day when you listen to us to find out kind of what's going on. But I am a reflector as well as a doer, and I was just thinking about your goals. What do you want from life? And it may be a rhetorical question, maybe not. You watching somebody? Do you have someone, Victoria, that you admire, you look up to, and you hope, I'll be like her someday? You ever think about it that way?
I don't know. There are people that I admire for other non-professional reasons. Yeah, sure. There are definitely some people that I admire that I have.
What would people? Here's another way of looking at it. What would people who followed you for a day think about your life? What would they think?
Oh, God, that's a big question. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's a good question to ask yourself.
Well, you know, the truth is, I think someone if a stranger followed me around for a day, they'd probably just walk away with the takeaway would be she really likes her life.
Huh? Yeah, good. That's wonderful.
So
that's the way to do it.
I'm happy, so I guess that would be, I love where I live, I love my husband, I love my dogs, I love my family, so I guess people love my job.
What about your job? There we go. Yes.
Well, I think people would just probably just say, you know, she's okay. We don't have to worry about her.
Yeah, good. That's a good thing.
I mean, what would people say if they followed you for a day? Wow, he gets really dirty.
Well, most people who pay attention, if there are people that pay attention, have been over the years, people who pay attention don't know how I do what I do in the course of a day. And I don't say that smugly. I'm thankful.
I have the energy that I do, and
people just seem to admire the amount of things that I get done in the course of a day and the different enterprises that I'm involved in. And I feel that. I feel very, very fortunate and thankful that I have the ability to do all the things that I do, that I have the interests that I do, that I have the people around me that I do, the support systems that make it possible for me to do all these things, because you can never do anything like this, like these things, the enterprise I'm involved in by yourself. You can't. You don't. There may be a tone that I set for the various things entrepreneurial that I'm working on, whether it's the stuff at the farm, the specific project I'm working on now to save the farm, whether it's this radio program, and basically saving that. And I don't say this if Jennifer were here, and you might know it too. If it weren't for me pushing, I would have been put out of business a long time ago by the three big companies that don't want to have independent producers of programming around.
Yeah.
It's just, that's the way it is. So it is me realizing that I couldn't, I would not exist in a world that was much different than the one I've created for myself. And that's really the strength that the God-given strength. I believe very strongly in a spiritual connection, and I think you need to have that in order. I think you have it, and you may not know it, but until you realize you have it and give thanks for it, sometimes it doesn't find its maturity. And I think all of us find maturity, I hope we do, in our lives at some point in time. And if you can be as you described about yourself, you can be happy with yourself, happy with your world, happy with the people in it and the things that are in it. Wow. Have you got a wonderful life? And so maybe you work a little smarter, maybe a little more creative. Maybe you simplify your life. It just depends on what you want. I'm not interested in a simple life. It's kind of fun to have lots of, it's stimulating, and I think stimulation keeps you living longer and contributing more and being able to enjoy all the things that you've worked on and worked for. So, having said that, I want to spend a moment marking the 1 year anniversary of Senator John McCain's passing. When I thought about that,
I thought,
my God, yes.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine it's been a year since he died?
Jeez.
He was just short of his 82nd birthday.
Yeah.
But he died of a bad form of cancer. So Meghan McCain is not on social media, and neither is the wife, Cindy, because of it. Cindy
that
wrote
must be 30, difficult. you know, anniversaries of loved ones who have passed. That's always.
Well, I just it just hit me. I have nothing to say other than I respected the man.
Yeah, I do too, very much.
I find that he, at the time, thinking about the fact that he died 365 days ago, is hard just on a sort of a level global sense to think that 365 days have gone by that fast. And then, going back to what I was saying about appreciating your life and doing as well as you can in it, that's something that I think is part of what you carry away from just the demarcation of a year since McCain died. It's amazing. Now, let me just backflow here a little bit. Victoria's talking about what's going on in Brazil with the Amazon fires and acknowledging whether you realize how the photosynthetic process works. I don't mean to be Professor Stefan, but I think it's part of learning more. One of the things people like about this program and what's made it survive is that people will always tell me, always, that they learned something new by listening. And if I can accomplish that with everybody who's listening on the 415 stations around the country that carry some of this programming, I'll be very grateful. So let's go back to the fires and this guy wanting, I don't want to talk, we've already told the story about why he's doing it, but then what's the impact of it? Yeah, maybe it gives him more room to grow more stuff, but also the Amazon is an important provider of the photosynthetic process, which changes carbon into oxygen. And without it, we are all D-E-A-D, dead, as my father used to say, deader than a mackerel. I don't know what that means, but I always got a kick out of him saying, if somebody's dead. Limbaugh says assumed room temperature. A lot of people have different expressions for it when you die, but dying
I
is
prefer
not,
what the ancient Egyptians said, that when someone passed, they didn't say they died, they just said that they went west, because you were buried on the west side of the Nile, and I always thought that was a very civilized way
yes, it is.
To say that someone had left this plane.
So, I want to combine the problem with a solution, and this is a very tactful, a very doable, a very intelligent way of fixing this problem. I mean, first of all, you got to stop the guy from burning all the trees down. That's a given. But then, thinking about the fact that the globe isn't really compatible for as many people who live on it, and we keep seemingly growing more, then what do we do to encourage or increase the oxygen flow in the atmosphere? So I don't know if you were paying attention, Victoria, to Jay Inslee, who was running for president. He was the governor of Washington.
I actually had never heard of him before, but watching in the debates, I really respected his views of climate change.
Right.
One day I'd love to have him be the head of the EPA.
Well, he was talking about climate policy. And his final policy proposal that was released last Friday included some hefty information. It was a 200-page climate platform that he released. A plan that gives tons of money, we're talking about billions, to scientists, educators, and farmers so that we can transform what's going on now, in part. The economy needs to get away from its fossil fuel base sooner or later. But a farm plan, Victoria, was on the web, and it doesn't. I went back and tried to find it, and I couldn't find it. But I'll give you a rough overview of the plan to save the atmosphere and to save the farms. This is great for the ag nerds, those of us who are ag nerds, who want to see what's what and who's who. It's very impressive, not just for him to have come up with, but the homework that this guy's done or his team has done. He suggested that this would be a good thing for people to understand. Everybody ought to understand what he's suggesting. And again, this is all about farm policy and what happens. I'm not talking about the Green New Deal, because I think there's a lot of political bourgeois in there. But it is not. It's to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions. This plan basically makes structural reforms to the economy to protect and invest in the farm workers and the farms themselves. This has been fleshed out. He writes about petroleum products and what we use now, all diverted from oil, even cosmetics and plastics and all that stuff.
Oh, some of the stuff that's in cosmetics, make your head spin.
So he suggests that we change the things that are being used for these sorts of things from materials that are grown on farms, or can be grown on farms. Pay farmers to sequester carbon dioxide, that is cleaning up the air, cleaning up the algae, cleaning up the water, by maintaining spongy soil and strips of wilderness along the streams. Farmers want to be good environments anyway, from my perspective. But, at the moment we're trying to avoid bankruptcy, most of us who are farmers. And so being paid for the environmental services they provide, Victoria, and people say, well, we've got farmers grazing all these animals and the methane gas and all that other stuff. What Inslee wants to do is start funding agricultural research that, like we mean it, in essence. Government spending on agriculture has been up and down over the years, but right now it's down. Massive spike in funding for ag research, maybe $15, $20 billion, so that we can have extension agents who can help farmers grow things that will clean up the air. This is what I like
Absolutely.
About this proposal.
Yeah, I
and
love
the
this.
More green there is in the air, the more we can all breathe easier, and farmers can do better. I'm a great
Hemp
proponent.
Hemp is a big part of that. Hemp
it
is very
is.
Good for the environment. It's good for the soil. It's good for the air.
Yeah.
Really, bamboo. I mean, I buy like bamboo. We use bamboo a lot in our house now. Bamboo toilet paper, bamboo sheets, all those things. Because the more bamboo that's out there, it absorbs, just like hemp, it absorbs all the bad stuff and puts good stuff back in.
Yep.
So now with the Amazon burning, the Amazon provides 20% of the planet's oxygen. So we have to really take a look at that, and I think Jay Inslee's onto something. And
well,
it's nice that someone's finally talking about the farmers, right?
Right.
Because we're just not hearing about it.
No. This is a win-win for everybody. So I'm just giving you a little hint as to what might come along, might be great for the farmers. I've been trying to get our state, Massachusetts, to be more proactive in growing hemp. Good for the farmers, good to help them survive, because hemp is a product that everybody, when they learn about it, wants it. And yet we've now, because of the drug companies, been influenced the policy here. Now we have to fight against what's gone on so that we can get hemp products, cannabis, and not cannabis stuff, but the CBD oil, all the things that people are benefiting from, cooking from this stuff, back into the marketplace, because it's been taken out of the marketplace in Massachusetts overnight. But growing anything green is productive when it comes to the photosynthetic process, and that's kind of what Inslee is talking about. Growing more so that we can help more people live a better life. That's what farmers want to do, and Inslee's got a pretty good idea about how to do it. So I'll share this a number of times, including on my podcast, American Family Farmer. You can find that podcast, a focus on the family, the farm, and food, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This is the DJV program at 11 before the hour.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
New message.
Your social security number has been suspended. If you do not contact us, your account will be deactivated.
Scammers are aggressive when they contact the potential victim. Social Security Administration employees...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Money Pit music means it's Money Pit time with the Money Pit King. There he is, King Kreitler.
King of the pit.
That's it. Right. Perfect. King of the pit. Speaking of pits, as a lot of youngsters are going back to school, some of them are moving into pits. Some parents and children, they look around for something that's less expensive in the dorm, or maybe there's a little more freedom attached to it. Whether it's cheaper or not, I guess, remains to be seen. But as there are a lot of people going back to school, maybe you have a couple of ideas to share with some of our listeners who are bringing their children to places where maybe the landlord, when the parents go, takes advantage of the youngsters who are there. So is there a checkoff list? Is there something at the Money Pit people can go look at to say, okay, here's how we're going to check out the space in this house that we're renting for our child at school?
I mean, just generally speaking, Doug, what I've found, unfortunately, as the parent of three college-age children, that the the housing stock in areas where there's universities and generally sometimes the dorms themselves, maybe the kids can't stay there all 4 years, maybe they'll want to. The housing stock in the area, I find a lot of times that I feel like the real estate agents, the real estate community, and the landlords are really pretty egregious in the way they treat the kids with respect to the leases and that sort of thing. For example, when my son moved back into a home that was rented, there's all sorts of weird stuff in the lease. Like, for example, this house had had wood floors. So the lease said that you were responsible to cover 75% of the flooring in the home. 75%. How many throw rugs do you need to cover 75% of the floors in any house or apartment?
Yes, and a lot.
You know, a lot. But I think if you want to protect yourself from real estate...
So did you rewrite that, by the way? Did you get it changed? So
you get no chance to do any of this stuff. The housing stock is like... The kids are desperate to find homes, so they get away with a lot of this stuff. Yeah. But what you can do is, when you move in, it's really, really important to document the condition of the property. And some of the move-in checklists that I've seen remind me of those complaint forms that have the tiny little box and say, please write legibly. You know, right. There's like no way for you to truly document it. So I kind of ignore those. What I'll do is I'll go in and I'll take photographs, I'll take video, I'll make a very detailed list of all the conditions that I'm seeing, and I'll attach that as an addendum to whatever move-in checklist is provided. This way, the place is thoroughly, thoroughly documented in terms of its condition. And then when it comes time to move out, you need to find out exactly what the expectation is of the folks that are renting. I had two completely opposite experiences. My daughter was in a unit where we thought we did a pretty good job cleaning the place up. It looked actually better, I thought, when we left than when we came back in, when she had moved back in originally. And some of the charges that were on the inspection form were like a debris charge for leaving debris behind. You know what the debris was that was left behind? It was one dryer sheet that was on the floor of the laundry room. That was an $8 charge. Yeah, I mean, it's just stupid stuff like that.
So did you not pay it?
Of course I didn't pay it. But, I mean, the thing is, most people would. I think there's also a pain threshold for parents that the landlords are aware of. And if the charges are, you know, under $100 or $200, people go, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll just pay it. And that times thousands and thousands of units means these real estate companies make a whole bunch of money off of parents in college towns because of all those little things. So you need to be aware of
kind of a common sense approach, it would seem to me. It seems like, you know, follow your instincts.
Yeah, you got to be aware of it. I mean, a lot of folks don't know it's important to document the condition. But take those pictures, especially if you see something that's a bit, you know, off or not right. And don't ever take a verbal assertion from a landlord or from a real estate agent or a management company that's, it's okay. You know, no, document it and send it to them. This way you can't back up. You
get it on the record. Of it.
Yeah, exactly. Create the record.
On the record. Yep. One of the great things about the services that Tom and Leslie Segretti, who's also the co-host of the Money Pit, provide every week is the audio that's on their radio program. But they also have a fabulous newsletter, a website, moneypit.com, the newsletter at moneypit.com. This week, featuring some catwalk shelf designs. Yeah. Who came up with that?
Listen, people love their cats, and cats will, you know, cats are the king of the castle. If you're a cat owner, you know this is true. And so we came up with five different catwalk designs that could be basically built into your home. Some real fun stuff.
There's also selecting solar lighting, which is very important these days, with what we were just talking about in terms of the environment.
You know what I discovered about that? If you shop for solar, like landscape lights, like on Amazon or a place like that, you know, they use words like bright lighting. You have to look at the lumens. Some people call bright lighting like 2 or 3 lumens, and some people call it 60 lumens. So you have to look at those lumens when you're shopping for solar.
You're getting the right stuff. In the eyes of the beholder, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, storage tips in there. He's the king of tips. That's what people like too quick. Bing, 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 bing. Pretty much as he just told you about the college dorm thing. Take his advice. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. Sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.